You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line is Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, to take up the weather forecast. And kind of an ugly forecast for the East Coast today, and then really cold and ugly and blustery for the Midwest by the time we get to the weekend. What kinds of numbers do you see?
Well, yeah, I think you summed it up pretty good there with those statements. Not real nice. We're going to see, of course, as you mentioned, more just incredibly harsh winter weather for the Northeast United States beginning late this week, this weekend, and in the next week. We're going to see the development of some of the really cold air that's been locked up over the Northeast and eastern areas of Canada want to migrate a little bit more to the west. And so what's going to be happening is we're going to be getting very cold. There's going to be some snow opportunities as clippers come south out of Canada. But for folks in the northern plain states, then stretching back into the northern Rockies, the cold air next week will expand westward, covering a good portion of the United States, even reaching down into some of the far southern areas.
How cold will the temperatures be?
Well, I think there's a very good possibility of at least single-digit temperatures, maybe even some sub-zero temperatures, especially in the northeast Corn Belt this weekend. Boy, do I see some really cold temperatures, possibly going sub-zero in Ohio, Michigan, maybe eastern areas of Indiana.
The only good news is we're in the middle of February, so eventually it has to get warmer in sooner rather than later. Speaking of warmer, turn your attention to South America. Tell me about growing conditions, please.
Well, right now, the prospects for precipitation are okay. It's been a little bit drier here over the last week or two in Brazil and Argentina. They're looking at what I would call a pretty average forecast. Rain chances. And when you look at temperatures in South America here over the next week, looking pretty good. Argentina probably the warmer and the drier of the two.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you.
That's Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. A couple of things to keep in mind. You can always visit our website at WILLAG.org and listen to any of our agricultural programming there. From the Opening Market Report to the Closing Market Report and everything in between, posted not long after it airs on our radio stations, normally within about 15 minutes. And the times listed are the times we try to post to the website. While you're there, you'll find a way to purchase your tickets for All-Day Ag Outlook. You can do it right now if you want to. In one of two ways, dial this number, 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. Or just go online to willag.org and click Purchase Tickets Now. You can buy them online. They're just $25 each for the All-Day Ag Outlook. We'll have more than a dozen analysts there, including all of our regular on-air analyst and Sue Martin, along with Chris Hurt, a Purdue University Livestock Extension Specialist and Ag Economist, as well as Murray Wise, who will take up land values. That's all for just $25, the 10th day of March. It's the first Tuesday of the month. Great timing for the next WASDE report. We hope to have you there in Covington.